And away we go. And good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is January 12th, Fantabulous Friday, and fantabulous it is. Yours truly, RayRen98 here. You won't be before you long today because it's Friday and we're living for the weekend. Big three-day weekend coming up, holiday weekend. So let's address what we can address and then get out of your way so you can get on into other things you want to be involved in. Where are we information-wise? Man, a lot of things have been said in the past few days. You know, when we did Wednesday's call, Kat had asked about a rumor of dealers shutting down, and I said, nope, hadn't heard that. And then later that evening, I started hearing it. And I'm thinking, okay, am I hearing it because it's true, or am I hearing it because it was introduced on my call earlier that day and now it's cycling around the community? I couldn't tell one way or the other. So I said, let's wait and see. Now, the rumor that I started hearing after the call had concluded hours later that evening was that the dealers are going to shut down in 24 hours. And that was late Wednesday. It's Friday. So that didn't happen, but I didn't think it was going to anyway. So it probably was just a fabricated rumor. Because I still haven't heard anything about any dealer shutting down. And we had always been told a long time ago that they wouldn't shut down. They would just reprice their merchandise and keep on keeping on. But anyway. Then we had information coming to us about the currencies going live on Forex on yesterday. And of course it's Friday and there's nothing live on Forex yet. Now, we won't say that that was a fabrication. I'm just sharing with you some things that some of you heard, I'm sure, and read. Shucks, some of you sent it to me, so I know you heard it. You sent some of it to me, wanted to know if I had that same type of information. Our schedule still indicates the 15th or I guess the 16th maybe that we should be looking to see currencies on Forex. And there was always the understanding, I'll say it that, the understanding that at least some of us were to be in exchanging prior to that, which still yet is not the case in terms of volumes of people exchanging. Now, we're hearing little snippets of some people supposedly changing. We're hearing little snippets of paymasters supposedly getting funded and then taking a few days to reciprocate to their group people and fund them. I'm not hearing any snippets yet of any of those people that were waiting to get paid from their paymasters actually getting paid. Don't know where that is in the process. But I'm just sharing with you the snippets of what I hear, what comes to me by way of phone calls, text messages, emails, things of that nature. So, what are we looking for now? Well, I'm looking for, at the close of the market today, some of those currencies may then appear in the market. Of course, the market's closed, so that means we would accordingly then be seeing and participating in that activity probably around Tuesday, with the understanding that some may trickle through the weekend and do a little this or that. I really don't know. But I'm giving you the plan as it has come to us, which we share this plan already. All I'm saying is we're still on schedule with it, with some snippets coming to us of it's going to show up on Forex yesterday, which it didn't. And some were expecting it to show up this morning, which it didn't. And I'm accordingly looking for it to possibly show up after the market closes during this three-day weekend. So we're staying optimistic for that activity. And since there's been no mention of a change of plan for that, we did get some snippets of the process starting, and we have been awaiting confirmation of that. And the currency showing up on Forex this evening after it closes pretty much could be the confirmation of all of what we've been hearing the past couple of days, right through Friday, which was still going to be saying most of us are going to be having a good time, if you will, Tuesday of next week when the banks reopen, because they'll be closed Monday for the holiday. That remains to be seen. Time will tell. It still sounds good to me. Still feel good about it. I'm going to give you, for the ZIM holders, some updates that we received from folks who are, as I say, involved in the planning for these types of things. So who would know better? Of course, you have to also take into consideration the ones involved in the planning change plans along the way. We first broke the 80-20 thing to you. They were telling us that was the plan. Then we broke a rate of 5 zeros and 12. They in turn were telling us that was the plan. They changed it. And now I'm going to give you yet another change of what we're being told is the plan. Now, of course, the 5 zeros and 12, Tony and I had a challenge with accepting that at face value because it was such a large number. And we shared that with you guys. You know, $100 trillion note would yield $120 million. That's, for me, that was a whole lot to just swallow and say, yeah, okay. And so I told Tony, I said, I'm only going to believe that if it winds up in my checking account. Not a minute before will I believe that that is going to hold true. Now, the change that we have been reported, has been reported to us, is it's going to be 6 zeros, just like we had originally started out with, 6 zeros from 3 years ago or better that we were told 6 zeros were going to be involved. They just didn't definitively explain how it was going to be involved. So naturally, a lot of us took the assumption they're going to take 6 zeros off of the face amount of the note that's being presented and process accordingly, understanding that there were some inherent challenges on how that could even take place with the living person that's doing the transaction have to know to account for that. More than likely, it would seem appropriate that if the rate structure did it automatically, however way the rate was put in, so that the end user did not have to do any special calculations. They could just enter the amount and let it process, and voila, your answer. So it only made sense to me, or it always made sense to me, that it would be something that they would do with the rate to make that happen and not try to adjust the face amount of any particular note. So, 6 zeros, and whatever the rate we receive it to be would be the process. We were giving you a 12 at the time because that's what we were given. We also share with you that it could float between, at that time, 5 zeros and 10 up to 5 zeros 22. Now, no new information has been given us regarding this floating. So now that we're using 6 zeros, I'm going to stay with the same equations of 6 zeros 10 to 6 zeros 22. So we're dealing with the 6 zeros. The rate that it could possibly be, because I received information of some activity in London, Europe, over in those areas with the ZIM, which would put it at, if it was available to us today, 6 zeros 14. So 6 zeros 14 at 100 trillion would be $14 million. It's a whole lot more acceptable than 140 million. So, if it remains at 6 zeros, 14, 14 million would be what you could look forward to seeing on a 100 trillion note. And do the math accordingly for the other 7 that we already gave you that we were told at that particular time would be accepted. Anything else would be considered new information or a change in the plan. But the last update we had on the plan was 100 notes and 50 notes of the trillions, billions, millions, thousands. Doing the math is going to be easy. Just multiply any of those times 6 zeros 14. For a calculation, if you will, of what to expect. Unless the plan changes again. So that's all I have to give you is what they tell us from a plan perspective. We wanted more clarification on the bond versus currency issue. Because we got, man, I'm telling you, some stuff that came to us on Wednesday night, Thursday, like, we need more information. And we accordingly got more information, so it kept us from even jumping the gun, if you will, and put out some things that will really get you worked up in a tizzy, which now they should not. And this is pertaining to the information being accurate. So this is what they've shared with us for you ZIM holders. If what you're holding is a bond, HSBC is the underwriter for that activity. You will process through HSBC. It gets forwarded over to Geneva for final processing, and funds are to show up in your account 3 weeks later. If it is a currency, it will be processed at whatever banking institution that is accepting and transacting on the ZIM note for immediate funds in your account, you know, 24 hours, give or take, but I still call that immediate. The currency is going to be reflective of the 6 zeros and some digits. The bond is not. Now, they said to us, a bond is going to be heavy card stock and 8.5 by 11 size. any exchange of $500 million or more, and that's money that you ought to receive, not what you are exchanging, but you do an exchange, redemption, whatever you want to call it, $500 million or more, you go into a structured payout. Initially, it's 25 years, but like with anything else, if you're big enough, sassy enough, well, you don't need to be sassy, but anything's open for negotiation. Let's see, what else do I have here to share with you? I think that's it for right now. So where are we? We're any moment now, still, as far as an the Zim activity over in London is right now by invitation only from the bankers. That information did come into, so not that any of us could run over there anyway and try to do a Zim exchange, but it would be invitation only if you had the capability to shoot across the water. As for the U.S., we don't have any information on that yet. We're waiting. We'll see what happens at the close of the market, see what changes kick in that will let us know what to look forward to over the weekend, and then if possibly might have some weekend conversations with you to update you on what to look forward to going into Tuesday of next week. But, of course, we have to wait and see what falls down information-wise, and then we will accordingly reciprocate it out to you, either via updates, forum posts, or reconvening you for another group call. All right, let's see what questions are on the board that I can entertain. Questions for Ray. Baby Girl says, any updated information about what banks will do in-house verification on the dinar? Nope, no updated information on that. Talisman says, using your theory that the Zim will start at 12 cents and that there will be a cap of 500 million cash payout with any balance paid out over a 25-year period, does that mean 500 million per family? Or can a man and his wife each exchange their currency and receive 500 million each? I would assume, or presume rather, it would be each. I'll try to make a note to remember to ask that particular question. But it seems like you should be able to stand on your own as an individual doing a transaction and each person being held to the same guidelines. So if that's the case, single people, you should get married real quick before you go do your exchange. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, next number, tic-tac. Two questions. Number one, if a person has plenty of IQD, VND, etc. to exchange, is there any reason not to hold Zim for 12 to 18 months with the possibility of it going up beyond the 6022 rate? Is it beyond my ability to understand any other investment that would yield an unbelievable return in such a short time? Well, some would caution and say holding the paper for a lengthy period of time, a country could change its position and you get stuck holding something that was of considerable value at one time and then later was not. So that's something that I would say look into. The Zim is like a different animal because it's not a viable currency that's already existing, so I can't use the same reasoning that I would with the other ones, because my first answer would be just digitize it and then sit and wait. But I don't know that we would have the capability to digitize them, since it's not a viable currency that banks are opening accounts on, especially the ZIM that we're holding. So good question. Let's wait and see what else we can learn and bring to you by way of a strategy on how to capitalize on that opportunity. Number two for Tic Tac says, are either of you, Ray or Tony, planning on holding on to some ZIM based on this possibility? Oh, definitely. I'm entertaining the thought on how to go about doing that without risk of loss of purchasing power. And as soon as I learn something that I deem to be very effective, I'll share it with you. Sandman says, is it too early to consider helping the poor? Okay, now we're not promoting any 501c3s on TNT, if that's what you're referencing. There's a lot of them, worthy events, everything under the sun, but I can't start entertaining promoting one with 20,000 members up here. I could get 20,000 requests to promote the one that they have an interest in. So, sure, we can do whatever we want to do individually on our own. Drift Current says, I'm looking at info on foundations and trusts. A lot is in the forum, dated back to 2014. Is there a link for the latest info or update with current law, or is the posted info still apply? To my knowledge, nothing has changed. So the 2014 information still prevails. If someone learns otherwise, let me know that if we still have something posted in the forum pertaining to the entities that is outdated, or if there's been a change, then we will go in and make that notation. Sexy Chocolate says, good morning, Ray. Appreciate you and Tony and all of your hard work. My question is, when we exchange our currencies, is the 1.5% exchange fee for each currency you exchange or in total? Because my understanding is for the dollar amount of what you're exchanging, but it's negotiable. It's not a hard and fast 1.5% because we were told of some 2% deals. We were told of some 0.5% and some 0%. So negotiate your head off. Sawdust 46 says, I currently hold some of my currencies in a self-directed Roth. I am getting mixed messages from the depository and from the Roth custodian as to how to move the currencies for exchange. Of course, I will want them to be moved to a bank or exchange center. Okay, I've read the rules. I assume the same rules apply to currencies. Well, that's one mistake, assuming stuff. But anyway, now my question. Can you give direction to a specific set of procedures to transfer the currencies held by SDIRA to an exchange location that will not violate the IRS rules and policies? Well, that's what your custodian people are for, Sawdust 46. I can't help you with that. You're dealing with folks that are supposed to know the industry that they are servicing you on and can direct you accordingly. Teton, or Teton, however pronounced, says, good morning. This might be late. However, okay, the question is, can we propose a bond to build the wall? Build what wall? Thinking on this is that with so many holding ZIM, if we each bought a $10 million to $100 million bond, we could build a wall and help everyone in the country. Okay. NJ Gunga Din says, I need to be reading this stuff before I start just reading it to you guys. Among the 60-plus banks ready to exchange, how many are there in the New York area with the capability of verifying our currencies on site without having to send it outside the premises? I don't like the idea of sending the money away and believe the notes I have to be genuine, as they were bought from Sterling and other reputable sellers who are still selling. Well, when I make the list known, then you can call them and ask. I can't give you any better answer than that right now. Golden Hawk. Okay. I don't know what percentage at this point of people who know what's going on with the RV process. LKRKL. I mean, thank you for all you've done for us. Would have been totally lost. Okay, my question. In light of everyone scrambling to buy more currency, not me, in parentheses, will long-term and short-term capital gains come into play on our exchange? Well, from the latest information that we have received, which sounds very plausible and probable, it's not going to be taxable. And if that prevails, then long-term or short-term will have no issue in the process. It'll be a moot point. Burbank Lou says, one, were you able to ask Tony if the 60% of the contract rates that we use are paid to people or to groups? No, forgot to ask him about that. Number two, you said the humanitarian projects in Africa are gone. Oh, there's still $2 Zim rates. I don't know what you're talking about, Burbank Lou. That's news to me. I don't remember making a comment about humanitarian projects in Africa being gone. Now, if you're referencing the 80-20 part of that and that the 80% was going to nonprofits in Africa, now that part is gone as far as that process because there's no longer an 80-20 split. And I don't know anything about $2 Zim rates. Nicole 19 says, when I go to the bank for the RV, is it only for me? Can I split it then and give portions to my friends, Bob, Cousin Sue, and others, even though they are not present? This would be to reduce or eliminate the tax burden for everyone else other than me. I could say that we canceled a planned vacation. I don't know what you're up to, Nicole. Let me see if we can sort this out. If you're going to the bank to exchange currency, unless you are the representative or a fiduciary serving in some capacity for another individual or for an organization, yes, you are exchanging only for you. Now, once you receive the money, now let's look at this. Let's say that it is not taxable. So now you go in and do an exchange for $10 million on whatever currency, and it is not taxable to you. Now you have $10 million, but your plan was to give Bob, Sue, and two other relatives $2 million each out of that $10 million. Now, when Bob received his $2 million share of the $10 million that you received that was not taxable, it's going to be 100% taxable to Bob, $2 million. Same thing for Cousins, Sue, and the others. So know what you're doing before you go to do something to make sure that the end result is what you were desiring. Now, let's back up and say that each one of you owned $2 million worth of something, and they gave it all to you so you could do the $10 million tax-free. Then they just got stuck with a $2 million tax bite, if that were the case. Full Sail says, two questions. What would be some of the best ways to help expedite an exchange when the Forex timing of desired rate occurs? okay, so we're watching the Forex rates. We get to a rate that we like. Now we want to go exchange at that particular rate, with the understanding that that rate may not hold all day long. So what will be some of the best ways to expedite getting that exchange done? So we had one member earlier on the call we were on, said they were going to just camp out in the bank parking lot and then run in when the rate is where they want it to be and try to do their exchange. I do not recommend that. Now, maybe you might can camp out in the parking lot across the street from the bank, but definitely not in the bank's parking lot. I don't know any fail-safe way that you could expedite getting that done other than just keeping an eye on it. And you see where it's headed, then if you haven't already made an appointment, get on down to the bank folks and see if the rate has changed. And with today's technology, you know, smartphones or whatever, you have the capability to keep up with it 24/7. So it's not like you're pinned down at the house at a computer screen. Next question, how much time do you expect from desired rate time to actual success of an exchange? I guess it all depends on how much you have to process, all what's involved. We had always been hearing and been telling you guys that they want to try to process folks in a 20-minute window. We know that's not going to fit everyone. Some folks won't take 20 minutes to go in and exchange one note in and out the door. But you may be the person that has two or three suitcases, and the bank you went to may not have the fancy machine that can just load all of them up there at one time, and it will count it in 60 seconds. You might have to manually count each one. I don't know what the case may be. Text Gator says, how will we know when and where the meetings with the bankers will be held that we signed up for after the green light is given? Okay, that will be posted on the website where anyone can access it. And if you you haven't signed up for any of those, Text Gator, we did a preliminary thing just to get an idea of how many people in a given area would possibly be responding to go to those bank meetings. But none of it committed you to anything. None of it was even saved. So you're not even mentally signed up for anything. It's going to be a brand new process. We're going to post it. You'll click on the link, register. Boom, you're done, you're in. And we'll give more detail on that when it's time to initiate that program. LV4 Texas says, why isn't the USA using the currency increase the same way we are? And if they are, do you think our nation will be debt-free after the RE? Well, I don't know that they're not using the currency increase the same way we are. That remains to be seen. And I'm sure there'll be some things that the nation will benefit from. And it may not come out and say because of foreign currency, but most of us will know. We will know what the deal is. Beethoven says, what entity will pay the 6% on municipal projects, federal government or local jurisdictions? Puzzling, as each municipality has a different bond rating. I don't know, Beethoven. Guess we'll find out at that particular time, or if we learn before then, we'll let you know, because some of you may not be invited to participate in a municipal bond like that, but may want to. So any information that I can find pertaining to that, we'll make sure that it's available to everyone. Musil, if you know, Ray, could you explain further what you meant by the Zen being sent to the CBS, HSBC, and us not getting paid for 3 weeks? Now, it's recorded. So, guys, because you may not have been listening when I gave it at the first part of this call, when we conclude and hang up, you can go back and re-listen to everything that I said. So I won't have to keep spending time on a live call to rehash something that I said 40 minutes ago. Looking up, thanks for everything you do, is the 500 million, the total of all currencies that you have, or just the ZIM before you receive a structured payout. That's ZIM. That's pertaining to the ZIM. Tree Frog, regarding the bond versus currencies equation, to be clear, the planners are saying that the ZIM holds. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Let's talk to some live folks. Now let me get to the right board. A65, you're on.
Hi, Ray. Appreciate you taking my call. With your information about the market close today and what's happening with Forex, how likely do you think it is that should the change show on Forex, that they would be releasing the 800 numbers in such a way that we could possibly be doing our exchanges on Monday? Or are you thinking that it will be that our exchanges would not be starting until Tuesday regardless, should there be a change showing on Forex?
Well, I haven't heard of any banks that are going to be open on Monday, being a legal holiday, so I'm going with Tuesday until I hear something different.
That was what my question was, is that, you know, it's sometimes the discussions have kind of put the exchange centers in a little bit of a special category, and given that, that's why I was posing the question that, yeah, banks are closed, but we would be going to a different type of setup, and that therefore the rules might be a little different. I was just curious whether or not they had addressed that at all.
Oh,
if
no,
not,
they have not addressed
our
that.
Mondays.
Right. No. Yeah, they have not addressed it. I thought you were just asking me what I was thinking. That's why I said I'm going with Tuesday. But no, they've not said anything about it.
Okay.
So
just as
it's
a
wait
check.
And see deal. Okay.
Indeed. And at this point, what is it? We have another few hours to wait before we know what Forex is going to be doing. So we're all clock watchers. So put the clock back on ticking. And with that, I'll close out with my Vegas, 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 all the shun words, but the 10-day post-RV. TNT, super fantastic.
Okay.
That's what we're
all
looking
right
for.
Thank you.
Pay it forward. Thanks again, Ray. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 649 area code. You are on.
649?
Yes, 649. That's you?
Well, that's New Zealand. I don't know how I got 649, but anyway.
Oh, well, that's what it's showing
down
up
here.
Hey,
say again?
Glad you made it. That's what was showing up, 649 something. But New Zealand, hey, how's the weather there?
It's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It is. The sun came up about an hour and a half ago, and it's probably 75 right now in Auckland. It's great. Yeah, summer.
Okay, great.
I feel for the people in the Northeast, for sure. Ray, I was curious. As I'd mentioned before, I got family in Washington and friends in Florida and so forth, and everybody's kind of looking to me to give them the information, which is kind of ironic because I'm the one that's furthest away. But in thinking about the Forex, if Forex comes out with a rate first, is it reasonable to think that there would still be the opportunity of negotiating rates in the bank when you would go in, given the fact that it's already a rate has been established on Forex?
Okay, now what do you mean when we say negotiating rates in the bank? What were
well,
you
there's been a discussion in the past about
without Forex.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is if there are going to be other rates available, a contract rate or whatever, that you would still be able to, in spite of the a rate being out on Forex, would you still be able to negotiate that rate? Or will that bank just default to, no, that's the rate and that's it?
Well, it's my understanding that the contract rate is a set type structure that's there. So whether it's Forex is available or not, if that allocation was made, it would still be there for someone to take advantage of.
Sure.
That's the thought process from some of the conversations that we've had.
And the other thing was, before I get off the phone, that Sarasota and St. Pete, Florida, and Montesano and Aberdeen, Washington, that I mentioned them because they're family and they won't forgive me if I don't. But the other thing is that I was just thinking, why don't we just tell Tony to go ahead and release it, and then we can get on with it.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I thought he might appreciate that. Anyway,
right.
Thanks for everything, and I'll still be listening in for the rest of the call, but I'm looking forward to coming home, and I'm hoping. I checked with three of the banks here to see if they were even selling dinar at that point, and three of the majors here, they're still not listing it. You can buy the dong at the banks, but you can't buy the dinar yet, so I thought that might
okay.
be a sign that something's going to change. Anyway, that was just for your info. Have a great day.
Thank
a super
you,
fantastic day in and
okay.
Keep up the good work, Ray. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Okay, now. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. Pennsylvania 717 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, Ray.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Hey, I have two questions I'd like to ask. And the one is something you may want to comment on, you may not want to comment on, but I'm just wondering whether or not it's connected. I know that they've been trying to get this done for some time now. And I'm just wondering, I don't know whether you heard about the executive order President Trump just released about confiscating properties and finances of people. And
okay.
I'm just wondering
no,
whether...
I hadn't heard about it, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm just wondering whether or not that could create somewhat of a holdup because of all the people, the millionaires showing up at one time with a lot of money. It was an executive order that was released, I think, somewhere around the 1st of January that... people who have abused human rights and so on and so forth. I did read a little bit about it. I looked it up online, read a little bit about it. But he's confiscating a lot of properties and finances. And I just wondered how that would work out with, say, 5 or 6 million people showing up with millions of dollars.
It wouldn't have any impact at all unless they fall under that category of the ones that are being targeted.
Right, okay. Okay, I just wonder whether or not that could be a hold up as to till they got some things straight. I just wondered. Hey, the other question I wanted to ask you, Ray, I don't do any posting. I've been with TNT for a long time, for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do any posting. I think at one point I was able to help some guys with a tax situation, I was kicked off and have not been able to get back on. And because the way my computer is set up, that is, it always just, when I go on, the password and everything, I haven't used the password in a long time, and I forgot. I tried to put it 2 or 3 times, and I think it kicked me out. And the thing that I enjoyed most of was receiving information, health information. It was a really, really tremendous help to me. And I'm just wondering, is there a possibility I get that reset?
You said you were kicked out?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I think I tried 3 times or something like that, and when
like
I finally
got
the password,
kicked out? One of the mods kicked you out, or you just mean your system kicked
my
you out?
My system. Yeah, I think it's my system.
Okay.
I think, yeah, you know how you try your password, say, 3 times, and after that, it won't let you back in? Yeah, I'm wondering, can I get that reset?
Well, I don't know. A mod might have assisted you with that. Because that
okay,
is one form of banning when you can't get back in. They just put you out and let you stay out there to pasture with no explanation. What was your board name?
Mase, M-A-S-E.
M-A-S-E. That was your board name.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that name. Okay, I'll look into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing some posts or whatever from you. Yeah, I remember seeing Mase. Didn't you used to post up with a little light bulb or something? Anyway. Wait a minute. Let me take your number down and I'll call you and let you know what I find out.
Okay.
I remember the name. I mean, that's all. I remember seeing some postings by Mase. I thought I did.
Well, what happened one time was back about 2007, 2008, I was in a tax situation, and there was a guy that helped me out. I owed the IRS like over $100,000, and he managed to get me off with about $1,100. And there were some guys that I gave a testimony of that, and some guys they actually went on my blog and sent me an email, and I gave them information so that they could get in touch with me and see if they could help. That's about the only time I really did anything.
No, sounds like you were marketing on the site, and the mods did what they were supposed to do to anybody marketing on the site. I'll look into it.
Oh, no, what happened was that was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
And
I'll look into it. We won't kill another 5 or 10 minutes discussing it. I'll look into it and see if I see anything at all. And if there's nothing there, then it was just a technical glitch, and we'll try to help you get that corrected.
Okay, like I said, I appreciate the information that was given. It's where the health information.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Have a good day, okay? Okay.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. You too. All righty. 512, Texas.
Hello, Ray. How are you today?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I am blessed abundantly, and I love to hear the-er, and I'm glad people have picked up on that. I have a short question, which has to do with our exchange. Is it better to go to an exchange center or a bank, or do we have a choice? I have accounts at two major banks, if that matters.
So do you think this exchange center that you're referring to is not a bank?
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. In other words, the banks are just having it at another place other than their bank. Okay, I got you.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my understanding of an exchange center.
Okay.
It's still the bank.
Okay.
They just
want
all of the business migrated to one place so that the other poor customers won't get in the way.
Okay. So, well, the question
is folks for regular banking stuff. But anyway.
I got you. That's what I got that one. I didn't get the first one. Anyhow, I guess that. Will each bank then have an exchange center, or will there be one exchange center that you can go to and multiple and people going there that for different banks?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well,
that's still a big question mark. And, for this thing that supposedly should have popped, I would be thinking we would have that information already, but
mm-hmm.
we don't. We have bits and pieces. Looks like now some of the banks are going to just be using their own 800 numbers. We still don't know that yet to be factual. Three
mm-hmm.
of them have 800 numbers that's supposedly going to roll out. The other ones are still debating whether to go with a global system or wing it. It's the craziest thing. But that
so
remains
then
to
if
be seen.
A bank
as soon as we know something, definitely, we will break that information and let you know.
Okay. So, in other words, you'll tell us if the banks have the individual numbers, we'll be able to get it from you or from the bank.
Correct. Right. If that's
okay.
the result, that there are several 800 numbers, and we had the website set up for that a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
that you could go to one page for 800 numbers and see all of the different ones. And if that's the case
mm-hmm.
again, then we will accordingly post that so that you won't have to hunt all around the place looking for it. It will be conveniently placed in one spot.
Thank you. You all are such a help. I really appreciate you. And
well, thank
I close with Vegas, 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 and all the shun words, and I know it's going to happen soon. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Illinois 312, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Ray Ran 98. How are you?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you. Actually, my question was answered earlier, and the system said my hand had been lowered, but evidently it had not. So I will just bow out gracefully and say thank
okay.
you for all you do. You and Tony and your families are lending your time to us, and just have a great day, and I'll talk with you soon.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let me see. Let me refresh this thing in case some other folks had already put their hands down. And maybe the system didn't catch it. Oh, well. California, 310, you are on.
Hello, Ray. Do apologize for the delay. Wanted to know, is that spot open? Is it for the forum? Prior to the call kicking off, doing a little housekeeping, I didn't know if there was availability for someone to get in the forum.
Oh, no. Not yet. That was
not yet. Okay.
A reminder to some, so that should it happen here in the next few hours or days, they will know exactly why.
Okay. Okay. I was just checking. I wanted to put my word out there to see if I could have that spot. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you
take
for everything
care.
You've done, Tony and everyone. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, let's see. This system here is a little crazy. Where is that number there? Okay. Nevada, looks like, 702.
Hi, Ray?
Hi, yes.
Hi, okay, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. Tony was very explicit in the last two calls that you guys did that the that he was, I know nobody can be 100% positive, but he was pretty positive that you guys were getting intel that the Forex was going to change on Monday, the 15th, and that we were, they wanted us to exchange before Monday. And that was very strongly put out. And here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
As many times over the years that the banks have told their employees and people coming in that they will not be dealing with Dinar and Zim and that it is a scam, and people didn't buy or whatever. And now they're going to supposedly, obviously it's too late now to do this, but supposedly they were going to take in all these millions of people that were already holding currencies and take them into some exchange center behind closed doors and offer negotiated rates that weren't mm-hmm. even on a publicly traded forum legally and publicly. Isn't that like insider trading and illegal?
No, and no.
Okay, can you explain that to me? Why not?
Why do you think that it is?
Well, that would be tantamount to someone saying, hey, I know for a fact that this stock is going to go up on Monday when it opens up on Forex. I want you to put this much money down on this particular stock. And then they make
but
a
that did not
killing.
Happen. Well, that,
no,
yeah,
I know that.
Yeah, that's illegal, but that didn't happen. So you tie in one with another, but one's coming from an entirely different perspective.
The public
no,
is
the bank
being
people
told
didn't tell anybody
anymore.
Anything. Well, no. No, you have some bank employee telling you something who, number one, won't stand behind it for all the tea in China. They won't sign off on it. They won't sign a document stating that. But people just wholeheartedly accept it because it came from some bank employee that they thought knew what they were talking about.
Bank
but
managers
was,
and wealth managers in the banks.
Did they sign off on it? Did they give it to
you
in writing?
You can go to the corporate websites, and they say clear out on the words. They say we do not deal in dinar. We will not be doing dinar.
But they don't say it's a scam. See, so you have to really articulate what you're reading and tie in what you want to tie in when you want to try to come back with something legal at them. You know, they're going to be very crafty in making sure they don't set themselves up for lawsuits and put things out there and say things where you jump to conclusions and assume it means something else. No, the banking information that I saw that was in print made reference to scam marketing techniques. Didn't say the currency was a scam. And so they decided not to deal with it because of scandalous type of marketing techniques. But now we have some people that get on a call and say, well, my bank said it was a scam. And whenever I heard that, I would tell people, go back and tell them to give it to you in writing that the dinar is a scam and that it is not a real currency and all of these types of things. And no one has yet been able to come back and say, okay, yeah, my bank gave it to me in writing.
Okay, we'll put
you have to have that to have a basis to stand on.
I follow your thinking, and I'm going to put the scam verbiage aside, but the very fact that they would take people into exchange centers or back rooms and do these negotiated rates that weren't even made public on the Forex yet, is that not illegal?
If the currency is being traded, just because it's not on Forex doesn't mean it's not being traded. It's not being exchanged.
Okay, so
I don't know. I can't answer those types of questions for you. I don't feel what you feel, but I'm not going to try to make you feel any different. You looking for answers, I can't give them to you. So do the next best thing. If you feel like you have something of a legal status to charge against a person, do it.
I'm not trying to charge anyone. I'm just going off what Tony said on the last call, that they wanted to take.
Well, Tony said is what he told you what people were telling us. That's right. They told us that, and we accordingly told you what they were telling us, that this is what they plan to do. Now, I can't challenge or go with if it's legal or illegal.
Okay, well, do you trust your sources when they tell you stuff like that, and then it doesn't come to fruition? Over years.
Well, all they're doing is telling us what the plan is. Do you have some
right,
other people that listen to?
Yeah, and you don't question the fact.
It has nothing to do with trusting. Question the fact that what? What's your argument?
You don't question the fact that they're telling people they're going to give them rates before it hits the public forex, public market, on the screens,
the
bank.
They're not telling us that they're going to give us anything. They're reporting what's being said. You can't hold somebody blame. You can't blame somebody for something because they're sharing with you what's being said. Now, if that particular person says, "I am going to exchange you on Monday," and then they don't follow through with it, now I have an argument with that person. They told me they were going to exchange me, that they had the authority to do it, promised they were going to do it, but didn't follow through. Well, that's not the case. We're telling you what people are telling us that are either on planning boards or work in some of these categories, hearing things and saying, hey, this is what we're hearing. And this is what our members have asked us to share with them, what we are hearing.
Okay.
So we have the capability to hear some things that you don't, so we share it. And then the chips fall where they may.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And I do want to ask you, there's a lot of talk of these exchange centers. Have you ever seen one? Do you know anybody who works in one?
No, I've never seen an exchange center, or if I have, I didn't know that that's what it was. I think
I
have been in
one,
but I know someone who worked in the call center. I don't know if I know anyone who's actually worked in what you are deeming an exchange center. I feel like I probably do. They just haven't disclosed that information.
Okay, so we don't really know if they even really exist.
I don't care if they exist. I know banks exist, and I know banks are going to exchange me. Now, when
I
call
ABC
Bank, and they say, well, we have a special facility that we're doing all of that, and it's an exchange location, it all makes sense now. But I'm not looking for some mystical exchange place that has nothing to do with the bank.
I had the opportunity to exchange dong two years ago when the rates were still fluctuating at 47 cents, and I actually got to go into a bank lobby and try to exchange $4 million worth of dong at the teller window, and it was a nightmare. You cannot do those kind of transactions in the lobby of a bank. It was
okay,
very...
Okay, well, how did you get the opportunity to go do it? They told you to come down there, or you just went on your own?
Yes, I actually, I was at work. We were checking on the rates. It was 47 cents. I made the bank manager get on the phone and clarify that they weren't reading their decimals wrong. And I literally flew out of my office chair and went to the bank. She waited for me. When I got there, the rates were still the same. They took my ID, were starting to process the screen. They could not believe the numbers on the screen at the exchange rate, and they called over the managers, the wealth managers. All the tellers left their stations that weren't working with people and came over and surrounded the community. It became quite a spectacle. And at that very moment, it took them so long to do that process that the rates changed back. I actually got online and posted my experience, and from that time on, those rates were frozen.
Well, wait a minute now. You started off this call attacking something being illegal that you did yourself.
But it was a bank window. Everyone talks about exchange centers. And this rate was actually on the screen as a tradable currency. It was dong. We're talking about going into exchange centers prior to the Forex hitting public screen rates. These rates have been frozen for years. And it's not on the public, like the dinar. And they're going to give you rates behind the doors of some exchange center before it hits the public exchange centers at the bank windows? That's what I'm questioning being legal.
Oh,
this
was
before the
dawn
was
that
frozen.
Something that an exchange center is doing, but the bank is not.
Whatever, that's what everyone's putting out, you guys included, that there's an exchange center that we're going to be exchanging at, whether it's a bank back room or whatever.
Now, wait a minute. When did you hear us say that? That there's an exchange center that's not a bank
that
you can go to?
You
need to go back and listen to it, man. You need to go back and listen to it and get your facts straight. I was willing to listen to you up until you wanted to start saying something we did and said, you listen to everybody under the sun, every call you probably can listen to, and then you want to try to say we said something that I know we didn't. You go back and listen to the call. I think you understand that you were incorrect on that. 918, Oklahoma. You are on.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Fine. On your Zim update, I understood everything you said. You referred to the dimensions 8x12 in that synopsis. I didn't catch
what you said. I thought I said 8.5x11.
Okay, 8.5x11. What were you referring to on that?
The bond. The description of what the bond is.
Okay. All right. Well, I hold Zim. Is that supposedly the size of it?
Okay.
I'm lost.
I share with you what they share with us.
Uh-huh.
And they say the Zim bond is going to be on bond paper, heavy cardstock, 8.5x11 size. That's what they say a Zim bond is.
Okay.
Now, if you can choose to believe the information that they told me that I share with you, or you can choose not to believe it. Now, if you believe the information, then if what you are holding is not heavy cardstock, 8.5x11, you don't have a Zim bond in your hand.
Right.
If you don't believe what I'm sharing, then you have in your hand whatever you think that you have or want to believe that you have.
Right.
One thing's for certain, when it's time to exchange it, you're going to find out exactly what you have.
Exactly.
Then either what I told you is going to be true or it isn't.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me either way. I'm sharing with you information so that you can plan accordingly.
Gotcha.
Because if it is a bond, and we can even argue and say, well, what I'm holding is 7x9. It's not 8.5x11. All right. That could be.
Right.
The most important part that you need to know and understand is from what they're telling me,
mm-hmm.
if it is a bond, they are saying it's going to be processed through Geneva and it's going to take 3 weeks for you to get money in your account.
Right.
And
not
if it
bad.
Isn't a bond, it's not going to get processed through Geneva. It'll get handled like other currencies. Now, that part is true. And then when you find out it's true, then you can say, damn, I'm sure glad Ray told me that I'm going to have a 3 week wait because my Zim is a bond.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I give you guys the information. Just so you'll know.
Yeah.
If it's true, now you know how to deal with it. And if it isn't, it wasn't.
Yes.
Plain
okay.
simple.
I got
okay.
you. Thanks for
all
getting
right,
that through my thick head.
All right.
Thank you, Ray.
Well, I wouldn't say you're a thick head, but I just. Just wanted
well,
to clarify why I give information.
Yeah,
so that
I understand
you can process
now.
It and do whatever you need to do for you if it holds out to be true. And if it isn't true, it's like, oh, well, that didn't work. That didn't happen. Okay. But if some of you wind up having to wait 3 weeks to have money in your bank account, then by golly, you're going to know why now because of what
right.
I told you.
Gotcha.
If that's not the case, we'll be sitting at the beach together and say, hey, you know, the Zim stuff wasn't what we thought it was going to be. Yeah, right. We just
mm-hmm.
laughing and having a nice day and say, well, wasn't what we thought it was going to be, but
yeah,
we're still A-OK.
Yes.
And that's all that's important.
Okay. Thanks a lot,
all right?
Okay.
Sir.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your day. Marilyn, 301, you are on.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Two questions. One question I would like to ask you off the air. And the second question is, have you heard anything else about the double and the triple A for the Zim?
What do you mean, have I heard anything else about it?
Remember, you were saying that some people were saying... It's just two, right? But some people said they had three, right? The triple A, right?
Oh, that's news to me. I don't recall anyone ever telling me they had a triple A series. No, Tony mistakenly said triple A, and people kept texting me and asking me. I said he just meant to say double A when he said triple A, but I don't know of anyone holding triple A notes.
Okay. All right, and the next question I would like to ask you off the air, is there any way that I can talk to you off the air?
Well, I'm married and I don't have any single friends. But you still want to talk?
I know you're married. Stop playing.
And I said I don't have any single friends, you know, to hook you up with. But okay, I'll just mess with you. Do you know how to email me? Do you know how to reach me?
Yes. I have your cell number.
Oh, well just call. If you have a number. If it's not okay, guess what? I won't answer the phone if I'm busy. But if you already have the number, just call whenever it's convenient for you.
Okay. Once this is over, can I call you?
That would be a good time to try, yes. When we conclude the
okay.
call, before the Intel folks start calling me, yeah, try to get yours in first, and we'll see what's on your mind.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll talk
okay.
to you then. Okay.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
I can't wait. Maybe I should end the call right now so you can – I'm just kidding. Okay. Bye. Alabama, 205 area code. You are on.
What's going on, Ray Man? Ray Ray.
Hey, I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. How about you?
Man, I'm fantastic. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to you. And
well, thank you.
Say,
Happy New Year.
This is Bama Boy, so roll tide to the rest of the nation.
Okay.
So, Ray, first of all, I hate I missed you in Atlanta. I was trying to get over, but, you know, I got caught in that snowstorm. Trying to get over.
Yes, sir.
You know, I would have picked up your friend also. But can you clarify something? Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I hold a lot of, like, the Zim, right? Well,
okay.
And I heard what you said about the bond and whatever. So does that mean that the bond is worth more than if it's a currency? Or is it the same? Or did I miss
something? I don't know, because I don't know anything about the bonds. I don't know what face amounts are on the bonds. From what they were telling us, there's no zeros being applied against the bond, and six zeros are going to be applied against the currencies. But as far as what face amount is on a bond, I don't know.
So there's more than likely
more money or not.
Gotcha. So more than likely, most of us hold just regular currency, regular money.
What I'm believing, because I'm choosing to believe what they told me is correct and accurate. So that's what I'm believing.
Okay. And one more question. At this point, does our verbiage take place? Meaning, you know, at first, we're told, say exchange rather than cash in. And then, and of course, I read something where they redeem their sports with them. But does any verbiage, have they said anything about that?
There's been no mention on verbiage and word usage.
Okay. You answered my question. I really appreciate it. I want to say
Vegas.
I hope to see you and Tony very soon, and hopefully this will be our last week.
Counting on that. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Okay. Thank you. 770 Georgia, you are on.
Hey, Ray. I know you're doing well. I'm going to make this easy, I guess. I understood what you said when the lady asked the question about her being the sole person exchanging all of her currency. And then she wants to, I'm going to use the word gift, to family members. And you said whatever she gifts to the family members, it's up to them. If taxes are applied, that they would be the ones to pay the taxes.
Oh, yes, definitely. They would be the ones with the tax.
Okay. Now, if she does it that way and just gives them gifts, if she just gives them an allotted amount, does a gift letter have to be applied? And if so, does that letter have to be notarized by both parties?
Okay. I don't know that you have to have one, but no, it does not have to be notarized by both parties.
Okay.
Because neither one of the parties is going to notarize it. A notary will notarize the document. They would just sign off on it.
Right. And that's what I was saying. If I prepared the document ahead of time, got both signatures, and then I take it back to have it notarized, does it have to be notarized?
I don't even know that it has to be notarized. I've never looked at any of those gift letters. I don't even know that there's an official gift letter or people are just creating their own. I can't answer that for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. And that was my next question.
Hey, why don't you call up? I got some friends, though, that can answer it. You want to
and
talk
who
to
are
some
they?
Friends? I'll give you their telephone number.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Get paper.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. They have an 800 number. Is that cool?
That's fine.
Okay. 800-829-1040.
1040. Got it. All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me correct. No, they're not really my friends. I kind of fudged on that. But
I was
going
to tell them that.
To answer the question for you. Now, don't tell them that I said they're my friends. I mean, I don't have anything against them, but we're not like that, you know.
Got it.
We don't. But they're the best ones for you to talk to about that. I feel.
Okay.
Just ask
for
the gift tax division, and that's the IRS. In case you didn't figure that out.
Yep.
But really, I would highly recommend you call them. They can answer all that for you. You can get it straight from the horse's mouth, quote unquote.
Well,
it won't be any misconceptions or misunderstandings.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Montana, 406 area code, Montana.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
I got a couple questions for you, too. I wanted to know, because it's snowy up here, and we're just looking at bad roads and everything. do you know, are we going to be expected to travel a long way away to get to our banks, or do they, do you know of any banks here in Montana that we're going to be able to go to? I don't need to know which ones. I'm just wondering if we, you know of any.
I don't have on my list any banks in Montana that right now accept Iraqi dinar. That doesn't mean that when everything goes green, you might have four or five banks in your immediate vicinity that say, oh, yeah, we're taking all that stuff.
Well,
so
I'm
all I can recommend is that you check with them, if you haven't already, for the ones that deal with foreign currency, not dinar. Don't say dinar, just say foreign currency.
Sure, sure. I know that
if you haven't,
early on in this thing, about 8 years ago, there were some that were selling it, but not that were, you know, going the other way. So
okay.
It's been a while. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I have another question based on some stuff you and Tony were talking about a while back, and then again recently just in passing. Where are we going to be able to find information? And I know there's some limitations on who can get involved with this and how much wealth they have in order to be involved. But where are we going to be able to find info on the next currencies that will be revalued?
I don't know of any source to send you to.
Okay.
Just keep your eyes and ears open on what's going on in the community.
Okay.
If we're still hanging around, we're probably going to drop something somewhere, some kind of way.
Well, I hope you guys are still going to be hanging around. We sure like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
One of the things that Tony said just in passing a couple calls ago, you guys were talking about how, you know, the first call is only going to take a few minutes, the next call is going to take 20 minutes when they get you in and then they get you out. When you cash in, exchange, I'll say that the right way. And then the last thing he said was kind of like, and then you go to your wealth manager. And I just want to clarify that because it sounded like he said it's when you go to your wealth manager that you deal with talking to them about all the other details. And I thought I heard him say, that's when you talk about the rate you're going to get. Did I hear that right?
No. No, you didn't hear that right.
I'm
because
so
you
glad
can't,
to that
you can't talk about
like,
the rate you're going to get and you've already exchanged.
Well, that's
you
what
do
I
that
thought.
During the exchange process.
Thank you,
when
because
you go,
I thought,
and you go back
man,
and talk
thought,
to that wealth manager. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
I thought, man, if we're going to have to wait that long to hear it, that's going to be a little bit distressing because we should already know our numbers by then. So thank you for clarifying that for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's terrific. So, all right, that's what I needed to have clarified out. So
okay.
I appreciate that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You have a great day. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. You too. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Friday. Weekend time. Let's live it up on Friday night. Living it up for Friday night. The information is good. If you picked up on everything, great. If you didn't pick up on everything, go back and listen to the recorded call. It'll be available as soon as the music stops. You can play it back and listen to the part that you didn't quite get clear the first time that you wanted to hear a second time or a third time. Right now, could something pop out right here in the next 30 minutes? Sure it could, based on the things that they have been telling us. But some of those things have not manifested yet. And some things we were told 2 days ago that we were looking to happen, things in the system. You should see something in 72 hours, which are now up. But our expectation is possibly after 4X closes, a lot of things should probably happen in the course of Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. And somewhere along there, hopefully we will compile enough information to tell you what to be looking forward to, if not Monday, definitely Tuesday. And all that remains to be seen. but the wheel is turning. There's definitely a fire in the oven, I do believe. And we are, for all intents and purposes, there. You notice we haven't been saying a whole lot about Iraq. What's to say? All those things we wanted to see done over there are done, with the exclusion of the last final stage, the CBI updating and changing the rates publicly so that that can be seen. I think all that's going to happen at the same time now, it looks like. But no matter what you think, it should happen, when, how, for, whatever, it's all good. And that's what we should all be happy about and be excited about. We're in the final stretches still. Sure, some kids say, well, you've been saying that. Well, that's the reality. What else is there to say? We just have to wait and let it come on through. But things are happening, which is good. Just like before the final stages of the Iraqi constitution, they were back and forth, changing this, changing that. The Shiites wanted this, the Sunnis wanted that. The Kurds wanted this. They all had to come together and agree. Look at all of that process. Well, we're kind of like that now with this getting ready to come out. You have banking doing this and doing that. Governments doing this, doing that. Everybody still wanted to get that last piece in before the final whatever, because then it's too late. If you didn't get it in before then, once the curtain opens, it's showtime. So you have some folks backstage still trying to get one little thing done before you pull that curtain open. And I believe that's where we are. They're backstage. It's done. It's sitting. It's waiting. We're just looking for, when are you going to pull back the curtain? We know you're back there. We know everything is there for us. When are we going to pull back the curtain? And some could argue that it should have happened back in December, back in 2017. Sure, but there were some unfinished things or some last-minute changes, whatever the case may be. We're in there, ladies and gents. Let's ride this one on out to the very end, which shouldn't be too much longer from now. So I can't wait to see what else happens over this weekend. And if some good stuff pops in, we'll jump up here and on the line or some kind of way, we'll let you know. Hang in there. This ride is almost coming to a complete stop. It slowed down a whole lot. But we're not ready to just unbuckle the seatbelt and get out for just a little bit longer. That's what I believe. What do you believe?
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe.